Lightfoot, I'm telling you why.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Gordon Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President-elect Joe Biden says he plans to keep current FBI Director Christopher Wray on the job.
Wray has about 7 years left on his 10-year term.
Rectum.
President Trump could still fire Wray before the January 20th inauguration. Wray took office in 2017, replacing former Director James Comey, who was fired by the president earlier year.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is shortening quarantine guidelines for people who have come in contact with someone infected with coronavirus to just 10 days.
Oh, boy.
The CDC's Dr. Henry Wong says the period is shortened to 7 days for those who get a negative COVID-19 test.
People should still watch for symptoms during quarantine for a full 14 days after exposure.
They have no idea what they're talking about.
Especially if quarantine is discontinued early.
U.S. coronavirus deaths have now passed 271,000.
From that alone,
America is listening to Fox News.
I asked you a question, Fox. Answer a damn question just for once. I hate you.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corncob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his, he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his, running here and there all around the square, saying, me if you can.
So that's our topic in the 5 to 6 o'clock hour. If you could stick a broomstick up somebody's butt, who would you pick? The first person that comes to mind, I can't stand it, I got to listen to it every morning, is Chris Foster, guy that does Fox News. Smug. And stop calling him president-elect. He hasn't been elected yet. When the electors say he's elected and all these challenges have fallen to the wayside, then he's president-elect. He's not president-elect of nothing. Oh, God.
Yeah, you putting up the banners.
There's no evidence of fraud. No. No, he's only the first candidate in American history who got 80 million votes but couldn't carry anybody into Congress on his coattails. There's nothing to see here. Don't look.
Greg, did you read the story about the 55 uncounted ballots found
55.
In New York? Yeah, 55. Likely to add to Republican Tenney's lead in the New York House race.
Yeah.
Where have those 55 ballots been?
Probably up Chris Foster's ass.
Somebody's been sitting on them.
Yeah, no, this whole thing is about where are we going to need the votes? Why would a truck full of ballots, a United States Postal Service contractor, why would a truck be going from New York to Pennsylvania with Joe Biden ballots?
Yeah.
These are not crazy people. This is not George Norrie that's advocating these theories. These are whistleblowers who, under the penalty of perjury, have come forward and said, I saw this happen, and I can't live with what I witnessed. I'm coming forward. It takes guts to do that.
Yeah.
Takes guts to do that. The president addresses this topic in a speech that he made today, and we will play as much of that as we can between now and the end of the show. And after the show, we go to Bomb Hours. Hope you'll join us over there. These things that Wiley Poundstone brought in, these are they're like sticks.
Sticks!
Not the band. They're crunchy. There's nothing in them.
Yeah, it's like sweet peanut butter. What are they called again? Chico sticks. The outside's kind of like an ice cream cone, like the waffle cone.
Yeah.
But sugared. And then the inside is like a peanut butter, a sweet peanut butter.
There's coconut,
I think. I'll bet there's coconut.
If there's anything in there, it is made the same color as the exterior.
Yes.
When I bite into something that tastes like, I expect something delicious in the middle.
All right. Well.
So what I need to do is go down and get my Peter Pan and dip while we're enjoying the president's speech.
This is what there is. Cane sugar, corn syrup, peanut butter, salt, and preserved with vitamin E to maintain freshness. Coconut, I knew it. And then flavor and color. Contains peanuts and coconuts. Allergy alert.
Yeah, I can taste that. I'm letting it rest on my palate. Being the gourmet that I am.
You can taste the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you let it sit. I've had a terrible habit of eating too quickly, which causes you to then overeat. I keep trying to find to see if the magazine column is out. I'm kind of excited about it now that so many people that have seen it and liked it. And it's a true story.
They don't wait till Friday anymore? They put it out early?
I don't know how this one works. Want to talk about Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, a company that's charged with really difficult work because the folks that they help have been to hell and are slowly working their way back from an accident, some type of a trauma. Many of their clients are wounded heroes returning from battle. Fortunately, there have been far fewer of those in recent years because we have a president who's not getting us into endless wars. He's ending them. But we can't have that in the White House. I wonder who will be the first to attack. They work with people who were leading a totally normal life. Then a drunk driver blows a red light, and they wake up in traction in the hospital, and the doctor's telling them how many weeks or months it may take before they'll have mobility again. These are the circumstances they step into and change with the technologies they create right there in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. I hope you'll visit Gulf States Mobility on Facebook. They do incredible work there. And they work. Their most important tool is actually in the possession of their client. It's the human spirit. When people find themselves facing these challenges, they want to do as much for themselves as fast as they can. That's what they work with. It's until you're in those kind of circumstances, you don't realize how independently spirited we are. So they engage that and restore choices as quickly as feasibly possible with these lives. 514-6590 is their number. Hope you never have to call it for the reason they're in business, and so do they. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson and Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. 509.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey is urging state school systems to resume in-person learning. She released a statement Tuesday saying that she is working with the State Department of Education and the state legislature to make sure students are back in the classroom in 2021. Alex City Police is searching for a murder suspect right now. Police are looking for 24-year-old Ashley Kinney in connection with two people found shot and killed on Oak Hill Drive earlier this week. Police say Kinney is considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, call 911. A man wanted for double murder in West Alabama has turned himself in. Authorities say 41-year-old Roderick Harrison surrendered to police today. He's accused of shooting and killing 24-year-old Wendell Pullum and 28-year-old Johnny Bonner III at a home Friday on Ciola Miller Avenue in Selmont. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Goodness for chubby people. People that are overweight. Pardon me for using the word we in that sentence. We'll be among the first to get the vaccine. We have what we promised coming up at 5:13, but Brian's on the line. Let's see what Brian has to say.
Hey, Greg. You're talking to a fat person here, so I'll be one of the lucky ones to get the vaccine.
I envy you, man.
My question was, how many broomsticks are we allowed to have? Because I cannot make up my mind between Schumer and Adam Schiff that I would like to give them my broomstick, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Sideways for him.
Yeah, he might like that. No, but I just wanted to say that when we're on the Frosty thing. And one more thing that I hope after all this is done, and if Trump does not get back in the White House, I really hope that he at least gets one of those Nobel Peace Prizes that he's been nominated for, that he so richly deserves more than the other guy that was in there for 8 years that got it for absolutely nothing.
It was a participation trophy of an extraordinary nature, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I still cannot fathom what he did to get that. He had a beer with folks at the White House.
Whoa! You know,
yeah. So those are my two comments. I'm looking forward to hearing the speech because I missed it. I was at work. So I'm tuning in to hear it.
It's coming up right now. In fact, thanks for the call, Brian. It is electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, we played a clip from this speech earlier today in the afternoon. And a couple of things, not just for the content, but I want you to listen for the tone the president takes here. It's very interesting. There's something very different about it. Maybe you'll be better able to describe it than me. I'm just a talk show host. I have no special gift. That was a 2-minute clip. Okay, we were enough. Thank you very much, Mr. Electric. it was a 2-minute clip from a 40-minute speech. Now, we probably won't have time to play all of it, but it is on my page. But a number of you. Oh, and look at this. I posted, and what does Facebook say? Both voting by mail and voting in person have a long history of trustworthiness in the U.S.
Until 2020.
Yeah. Voter fraud is extremely rare across voting methods. Source, Bipartisan Policy Center. Kiss my ass, Mark Zuckerberg. Ooh, God. Pisses me off. In other words, they know what the speech is, and they're already, you know, their little Himmlers are out there telling you what the truth really is. This is Nazi-level propaganda. They have outdone the Fuhrer, the Democratic Party of America. That's why they call us Nazis, because they know who they are. Projection, it's called. Let's listen. Oh, this isn't going to play. Did Mark Zuckerberg disable that too, you son of a bitch? Come on, I want to hear my president say something here. Play. Oh, so this is what, they disabled the link?
Surely not.
This is ridiculous. All right, how did I find the whole speech? Take down Liberty Media. Hang on, folks. Be patient. I thought it was ready to go. It should have played right off my page without any issue whatsoever.
The most important speech I've ever made.
Here it is.
I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections. We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks, and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time, especially when you have to prove almost nothing to exercise our greatest privilege, the right to vote. As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege. For months leading up to the presidential election, we were warned that we should not declare a premature victory. We were told repeatedly that it would take weeks, if not months, to determine the winner, to count the absentee ballots, and to verify the results. My opponent was told to stay away from the election. Don't campaign. We don't need you. We've got it. This election is done. In fact, they were acting like they already knew what the outcome was going to be. They had it covered, and perhaps they did, very sadly for our country. It was all very, very strange. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint a winner, even while many key states were still being counted. The constitutional process must be allowed to continue. We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring that every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballot is counted. This is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections. Today, I will detail some of the shocking irregularities, abuses, and fraud that have been revealed in recent weeks. But before laying out just a small portion of the evidence we have uncovered, and we have so much evidence, I want to explain the corrupt mail-in balloting scheme that Democrats systematically put into place that allowed voting to be altered, especially in swing states, which they had to win. They just didn't know that it was going to be that tough because we were leading in every swing state by so much, far greater than they ever thought possible. While it has long been understood that the Democrat political machine engages in voter fraud from Detroit to Philadelphia to Milwaukee, Atlanta, so many other places. What changed this year was the Democrat Party's relentless push to print and mail out tens of millions of ballots, sent to unknown recipients with virtually no safeguards of any kind. This allowed fraud and abuse to occur on a scale never seen before. Using the pandemic as a pretext, Democrat politicians and judges drastically changed election procedures just months and in some cases weeks before the election on the 3rd of November. Very rarely were legislatures involved, and constitutionally they had to be involved, but very, very rarely, and you'll see that as we continue to file our suits, it's constitutionally absolutely incorrect what took place, even from a legal standpoint. Many states such as Nevada and California sent millions of live ballots to every person on their voter rolls. Whether those individuals had requested ballots or not, whether they were dead or alive, they got ballots. Other states such as Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin instituted universal absentee balloting right in the middle of an election year, sending absentee ballot request forms to all voters on all rolls. It didn't matter who they were. This colossal expansion of mail-in voting opened the floodgates to massive fraud. It's a one.
Just going to pause it there again because it brings to mind something else that's rubbed me the wrong way going way back. While police and other first responder type unions around the country were endorsing this president, the postal workers endorsed Joe Biden. That should have disqualified them from having the ability to lay a finger on a ballot.
Yeah.
Why it didn't, I don't know. I don't know if that's part of what their plan in court is. Clearly, the legislators and the judges at the local levels are probably scared crapless to make a decision that could affect the outcome of this thing. And that's why it's taking forever. But again, I look at this video that I posted on my page, statement by Donald Trump, president. And there's Facebook reminding us that both voting by mail and voting in person have a long history of trustworthiness. I don't recall mail-in ballots before.
No, only absentee ballots.
So where's the long history? Absentee ballots are not mail-in ballots.
No.
You heard me go through the process on the show here. I had to have it notarized. I had to provide a photo ID. I had to apply for it just to get it. And then they have to look at your reason for requesting and sanction it. But they were sending out ballots like they were Kohl's gift card discount things where you peel it off and get 15, 20, or 30% off. Plus Kohl's cash. They were about that worthless as far as ballot integrity. So stick it up your ass, Mark Zuckerberg. And we'll come up with a few more, too. All brought to you by Mr. Electric, 245-1566 for certified master electricians, the best of the best. Choose Mr. Electric or visit MrElectric.com. 524, we're going to go right back to the speech.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a new accident, I-85 southbound. This will be just past Bell Road before Eastern Boulevard. Use caution, it is a moderate crash. Still on the books, we've got two accidents on the East Boulevard. The first one's going to be right at East Hill Circle. The second one is going to be on the bridges over Ware's Ferry, so watch out for those. Another new accident just in. This is going to be on 143. If you're exiting I-65 headed to Millbrook on the first Millbrook exit, just as you get down to the bottom of the ramps in the curve, it's going to be right there. It's a minor crash. Just watch out for emergency vehicles there. And we have an accident on Highway 14 at County Road 4. Use caution there. They are working that one right now. It's a moderate crash, and there's a good bit of congestion on each side of that accident on Highway 14. Buckle up, drive carefully. It's busy out there right now. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
On
on FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, we're going to listen to a few more minutes of the president's speech today. While we were listening to the traffic report, I got a note from a listener who says, I can't talk now, or I would call, but Trump is warning us that we are going to move into martial law very soon. That's what he's talking about. This is, I replied with, how did you surmise that? Or I don't know. God, I hope we don't get to that. But you know what? If we have to save the country, we got to save the country.
That's right.
Let's listen to more.
Widely known fact that the voting rolls are packed with people who are not lawfully eligible to vote, including those who are deceased, have moved out of their state, and even are non-citizens of our country. Beyond this, the records are riddled with errors, wrong addresses, duplicate entries, and many other issues. This is not disputed. It has never been disputed. Dozens of counties in the key swing states have more registered voters on the rolls than they have voting age citizens, including 67 counties in Michigan.
Wow.
All of this is evidence. In Wisconsin, the state's Board of Elections could not confirm the residency of more than 100,000 people, but repeatedly refused to remove those names from its voter rolls before the election. They knew why. Nobody else did. I knew why. They're illegal voters. It is a travesty that in the year 2020, we do not have any means of verifying the eligibility of those who cast ballots in an election, and such an important election it is, or determining who they are, whether they live in the state, or whether they are even American citizens. We have no idea. We have in all swing states major infractions or outright fraud, which is far more in numbers or votes than we need to overturn the results of a state. In other words, in Wisconsin, as an example, where we were way up on election night, they ultimately had us miraculously losing by 20,000 votes. And I can show you right here that Wisconsin, we're leading by a lot. And then at 3:42 in the morning, there was this. It was a massive dump of votes. Mostly Biden, almost all Biden. And to this day, everyone's trying to figure out, where did it come from? But I went from leading by a lot to losing by a little. And that's right here. That's at 3:42 in the morning. That's Wisconsin. A terrible thing. Terrible, terrible thing. But we will have far more, many times more, than the 20,000 votes needed to overturn the state. If we are right about the fraud, Joe Biden can't be president. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. We're talking about numbers like nobody has ever seen before. Just as an example, in certain states, we'll be down by, let's say, 7,000 votes. But we'll find later on 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, 200,000 discrepancies or fraudulent votes. And that includes votes that went through when they were not allowed to be seen by Republican poll watchers because the poll watchers were locked out of the building. Or people that innocently came to vote on November 3rd who were all excited about their vote. They were happy. They were proud to be citizens of the United States of America. And they went up and they said, I'd like to vote. And they were told that they can't vote. I'm sorry, they were told. I'm sorry. You've already voted by mail-in ballot. Congratulations. We received a ballot, so you can no longer vote. They didn't know what to do. They had no one to complain to. most just left and said, that's strange. But many people complained and complained vehemently. And in a lot of cases, they filled out a provisional ballot, which was almost never used, but in virtually every case was a vote for Trump. In other words, they went in to vote and they were told that they voted. And they didn't vote. And they left and they felt horror. And they lost respect for our system. And this happened tens of thousands of times all over the country. That's how desperate the Democrats were. They would fill out ballots of people, not even knowing if these people were going to show up. And when they did show up, they said, sorry, you've already voted. And on top of everything else, we have a company that's very suspect. Its name is Dominion. With the turn of a dial or the change of a chip, you can press a button for Trump and the vote goes to Biden. What kind of a system is this? We have to go to paper. Maybe it takes longer, but the only secure system is paper. Not these systems that nobody understands, including, in many cases, the people that run them. Although, unfortunately, I think they understand them far too well. In one Michigan county, as an example, that used Dominion systems, they found that nearly 6,000 votes had been wrongly switched from Trump to Biden. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is what we caught. How many didn't we catch? Are there hundreds of other examples throughout the country? Are there thousands? We just got lucky, and they called it a glitch. But we found numerous glitches that evening. 96% of the company's political donations went to Democrats, not surprisingly. And frankly, when you look at who's running the company, who's in charge, who owns it, which we don't know, where are the votes counted, which we think are counted in foreign countries, not in the United States, Dominion is a disaster. Election authorities in Texas have repeatedly blocked the deployment of Dominion systems due to concerns about security vulnerabilities and the potential for errors and outright fraud. Every district that uses Dominion systems must be carefully monitored and carefully investigated, but not only for the future. Right now, we're worried about the present and what went on with an election that we won without question.
There's more, and the entire speech is on my Facebook page. Did you pick up on what I was saying at the, you know, from the two-minute clip we heard last hour? That's not the Donald Trump that goes to the rallies and knows how to engage, and that's Citizen Trump. Citizen Trump talking about this entire nightmarish abuse of the sacred right to vote. He's not getting a lot of help from local courts, and I'm telling you, they all know what's at stake here. They all know what's at stake, and they know that, and I guess you can kind of understand, but don't take the gig if you can't take the risk. They're afraid of getting killed if they do the right thing, because they've seen it happen to too many others. Seth Rich. Still remember his name from 2016. Remember Seth? He was a Bernie bro and realized how Bernie was getting screwed, because they wanted Hillary to be the nominee. He had evidence. And for no reason, not far from where he lived in Washington, D.C., he was murdered in cold blood. Nobody took his wallet, his watch. There was no motive. But somebody found it necessary to kill the guy. Don't you think his family deserves answers? So all of this, these are, as George Carlin says, the owners doing their thing. And Trump, in the clip we played earlier said they thought they had the 2016 election set up the way they did this one. It's just that he outperformed their expectations. And the reason there's so much scrambling going on between New York and Pennsylvania, it's almost like panic shopping mail-in ballots from one state to another. Hey, he's up by 800,000. We got it. We need ballots here in Philadelphia. We can't have elections where only one party is allowed to supervise the counting process. And I agree, we should go right back to paper ballots. I think they worked a lot better. Having the internet, anything hackable involved in any election should be against the law. Take the time to count. People got killed to give us that right. 5:36.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have accidents all over the place, and they are all still active right now. We'll start in Prattville, Highway 14 at County Road 4. Moderate crash there and a big backup on Highway 14. If you're traveling to Millbrook on I-65 northbound and you're taking the first 143 exit, it's right at the bottom of the hill in the curve, a minor accident there. Two accidents on the Eastern Boulevard, one right near East El Circle, the other on the bridges over Wares Ferry Road. We're hoping those are out of the way, but we're still showing them as active with congestion around both. And also a accident on 85 southbound just past Bell Road before the Eastern Boulevard. Heavy traffic on the Boulevard, heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Very busy everywhere. Please buckle up, slow down, and watch out for your neighbor out there. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alex City Police is searching for a murder suspect right now. Police are looking for 24-year-old Ashley Kinney in connection with two people found shot and killed on Oak Hill Drive earlier this week. Police say Kinney is considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, call 911. A man wanted for double murder in West Alabama has turned himself in. Authorities say 41-year-old Roderick Harrison surrendered to police today. He's accused of shooting and killing 24-year-old Wendell Pullum and 28-year-old Johnny Bonner III at a home Friday on Ciola Miller Avenue in Selmont. Governor Ivey is urging state school systems to resume in-person learning. She released a statement Tuesday saying that she is working with the State Department of Education and the state legislature to make sure students are back in the classroom in 2021. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are slowly going to start to moderate. Tonight will still be below normal, but not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we'll tease 60 degrees, I think, for a high temperature, increasing clouds during the day. There's a risk of some showers, perhaps by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high, upper 50s to around 60. And the weekend forecast at this point, still looking dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
When news happens.
happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Christmas treats have all been baked. The fridge is stocked with booze. But I still have one wish to make. A big Noel to you. Merry Christmas, Allah. We're far apart, that's true. But that can change if we can arrange some mistletoe for you. Christmas lights on my street, I wish you could see, but make us so far away.
Anybody off.
Death to America! Except for Joey!
He will be the last survivor. So in the last few minutes, since we've been playing this Trump clip, and I just to give you a heads up, I believe David and Rusty are going to pick up the Trump speech from where we leave it.
Okay.
It was 40 minutes in total. But I've heard from at least a half a dozen people through Facebook Messenger, text, email, and others. One, and I did read this yesterday, that the General Flynn has encouraged the president to declare martial law because what happened with this election was treasonous. This is treason. The heroes are these hundreds of everyday folks who work either for the post office, who were supposed to be part of the counting process and were locked out, and who have signed affidavits, notarized. What does that mean? That means they can go to jail if they're lying. And Sidney Powell and Rudy and that team, Jenna Ellis and others, have been collecting all of this stuff. It was interesting. I've seen that very graph that the president held up. It's been out there. And, you know, your honest Democrat, and I know there's a few, they would tell you that this election was absolutely rigged. It was a sham and a scam. I forget what the was it, 97% of Republicans think it was stolen. And if 40% of 37% of Democrats say, yeah. Nice work. Our party. First of all, why would you, if your agenda, your platform was so hideously unpopular that you have to rig an election to get your way. That's, you're going to have a real issue with salesmanship if you do get into power. Because then people are going to fight back on their own. I honestly don't have the intelligence and insights, contacts, connections to tell you what the president may or may not do. But again, he's not doing this for Donald Trump's glory. He's just as worried about this country and the future as we are. These effing socialist bastards never stop. I read that thing on the air the other afternoon. Socialism has been tried 42 times historically, and it's never worked anywhere. And the first thing they do is take the guns away, because once it's in, you have to shoot your way out, except part of that socialist platform is to make sure that nobody can do that. That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. If we have to have a socialist, why don't you take part of the country that wants that and go there and do your thing?
Move to California.
Well, there's plenty of real estate available there because people are leaving it. I heard some guy on another show today calling from Sherman Oaks, and I could just tell from his voice he was a well-indoctrinated Californian. I spent a lot of time out there. Rosie lived there. Mm-hmm. Californians are a literal race of people, in my opinion. There's something that happens to people.
They're an anomaly.
After they've been out there, let's face it, one reason it's popular is just an amazing, beautiful place to live. You got mountains, you got the ocean. It's really cool, and that entire population is nestled into this amazing topography. And I almost moved out there myself, twice. Once in the early 70s for a radio gig, and then once in the mid-70s, I was going to go out there and work out there for the band, Styx, when I was working with them. Did I ever tell you that I used to work for them?
I think you mentioned it.
I very easily could have. I just wasn't ready to leave Chicago because God knows the climate there was just so much better. But, and I'm basing part of my premise here. When I was growing up in Chicago, we had a neighbor named Fred Barnes. Who was Fred Barnes? He was an executive with Beacon, the moving company. And Fred was about as garden variety Chicago as you could possibly be. Married a French woman he brought back after World War II. They had a daughter, Michelle, who was my sister's best friend. And then one day, Fred announces to the neighborhood, hey, I'm moving to California. It wasn't too many years after they left. I looked them up when I was out there, and they were so happy to hear, oh, come by. Come by. Bring your swimsuit. We got a pool. Wow, a house with a pool. And as it was great to see them, but I could tell you Fred had changed. Fred was different. There was just something, I don't know, show busy, or like he had gone through some, what he perceived anyway, to be a great personal awakening. Something happens out there to people, and it obviously wasn't enough to prevent the election of Ronald Reagan, who was a great two-term governor for the state. But you look at what, think about that. This is a state that less than half a century ago had Ronald Reagan running things. And all these years later, what do we got? Nancy Pelosi, the idiot mayor of L.A., Garcetti. It's a clown show. Despicable, despicable people. I don't know what it is, but they've had power and they're pushing their people out the door. That may be why Texas actually had a better red election than they did 2 years ago. Because a lot of the people that did flee California went there and said, enough. Even Elon Musk, super liberal at one point, says, I'm taking the red pill. because there's no merit to any of their arguments or policies. It's all about power. Not the individual and their power to determine a life path and use their freedom. No, people that want power over us. Why they want it, I don't know. I have no desire to have power over anybody. Most of us don't. Hell, most of us don't even have power over our pets. But that's what socialists do. I give you the National Socialist Party of Germany, 1933, as a starter example. 551, I didn't really expect to get into such a...
deep discussion.
Yeah. We'll go to Baumhauer's and we'll talk about chicks.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99, we're doing a 14-karat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace. At participating stores.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On the 12th day of Die Hard, John McClane rescued me. With 12 bullets loading,
11 walls exploding,
10 Germans dying,
9 snipers aiming,
8 bones a-breaking,
7 tanks a-shooting,
6 rockets launching,
5 franchise films,
4 dead hostages,
3 handguns,
2 C-4 tubes,
and a yippee-ki-yay.
Some of you with twisted senses of humor have liked that, and if you want a copy for your own personal use, can't put it on the internet, just send me an email, and I'll send it out to you. If you want to send me an envelope filled with cash as a thank you, I have 3 minutes to kill Rosie.
Yeah.
I may as well kill my career in the process.
Go out in a big way.
That's it. All right, so we have paused the president's speech today, and it's a very different Donald Trump you'll hear in this. I wish I could give you a specific... How is it every time I look up at the television screen, I got to look at this a-hole that sat in the White House for 8 years and split this country and accomplished nothing. Look at him with that face.
He's trying hard.
My phone is going to go through that screen one of these days, and I am not going to regret it. 5:55. Before we take our final look at the roads this afternoon, a lot going on. If you're one of those that found yourself in a fender bender today, after you sort through all the grief that follows an accident with paperwork and accident reports and insurance adjusters and everything else, get your car to MPB. That is if you want it back with the best possible result. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane has over four decades of experience. Turn that off. Four decades of experience. And their commitment has been to assess every single stick of damage that's occurred on the vehicle and to replace it and paint it to match, to perfection. And then once the reassembly of the vehicle is done, to take a look at that vehicle bumper to bumper and represent it to the customer looking like it just rolled off the assembly line, to whatever degree that can be accomplished. Rosie's car wasn't exactly brand new, but it came back looking like
it did.
We're all customers. Donnie Turner's a friend. It's his ethic that makes that such a great choice. Nobody wants you to be in a wreck, but if you are and your car needs to be repaired, remember Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Wreck with AW. Now, here with the damage report is Skipper.
This Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We'll start in Montgomery. All the accidents in the Montgomery area have been taken care of, moved out of the way. We still have a lot of congestion East Boulevard between Vaughn Road and I-85. Northeast Boulevard from Waresbury Road up to 231. And we're still very busy on Norman Bridge Road outbound, Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue outbound from downtown. I-65 and 85 moving at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Still have a minor accident on the books at the 143 off-ramp to Millbrook on 65 northbound. It's right down at the bottom of the hill in the curve. Also an accident on Highway 14 at County Road 4. That was a moderate crash a little earlier. They're still working that one. And possibly still some boots on the ground at Jensen Road at Highway 82 in Prattville. Buckle up, be safe, and keep it here for more traffic updates. Everything for Christmas at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Professionnel, and Spa, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Holiday Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace. At participating stores.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.